For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Is high-scoring hockey your thing? The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets start at, about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information.
In San Diego, you know, some of the guys, yeah, we just talked. But it was good stuff, you know, just getting back to focusing on what we do. Inside the clubhouse, focusing on the guys and playing the game.
Kyle Hendricks crediting the talk in San Diego after the Cubs' 0-6 road trip for helping turn things around. Since then, they've won three straight, that sweep of the Cardinals at Wrigley. Now, maybe it's just playing at home that's the key. The Cubs are 17-11 at Wrigley Field this year. Tonight, they host Miami. Eddie Butler and Dan Straley are the pitchers. Ben Zobrist in the leadoff spot. White Sox are off. They're in Tampa Bay tomorrow. The Sox have dropped 5 in a row. College basketball, shocking move at Ohio State, where Thad Matta is out as head coach. A national search for his replacement officially underway. Matta is the all-time winningest coach in Buckeyes history, 337 wins in 13 years, including two Final Fours. Hockey game four of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Nashville, where the Penguins hold a 2-1 lead over the Predators in that series. Football, the Bears have started their final week of OTAs. Tomorrow's session is open to the media. The 49ers agree to terms with Elvis Dumervil. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on the score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
This is that one. Green mistimed his jump. Thompson able to get it to go.
Offensive board for Tristan Thompson.
Well, if they're going to commit to trapping Kyrie Irving on that high pick and roll, Tristan Thompson's got to make good plays in the middle of the floor.
Durant for three. It's good. And a foul. Chance for a four-point play. And now the Cavs will dribble it out. Golden State remains perfect. 14-0. And up 2-0 in these NBA Finals.
LeBron, you suppose it's a case where you guys need to defend home court at this point?
Are you a smart guy?
I think so.
Think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens?
But yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, then you guys are looking at getting swept.
All right. So the answer to your question.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
A testy, frustrated LeBron James, you could put that on your mountaintop of decision and, you know, arrogance and all the other things that you look for to hate the young man, because they are down 2-0 and they are down big. It seems like this is bigger than 2-0. 43 points is the combined margin of victory in the first two games against those Golden State Warriors.
And it's not like they're playing that badly either.
They turned them over 20 times last game. They still got a buck 30 on you.
Chris Herring is senior NBA writer, 538.com. He's on Twitter at Herring_NBA. And he is with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. So, Chris, thanks for joining us. And What are we seeing in front of us in these finals?
The sad thing is that this is actually more competitive statistically than what we saw at the beginning of last year's series. I think the combined margin was 48 points mm-hmm. after two games last year. And so, I mean, we're still seeing kind of the dissection of what is still a really good team. I would say that Cleveland's not a good or a great defensive team, but they sure are pretty good on offense. And this is just a team that's making them look obsolete. They're finding ways to take guys that would be good in other situations. We watched Tristan Thompson just devastate teams left and right with his offensive rebounding. They've taken him off the glass. Steph Curry had more rebounds in the game last night than Tristan Thompson has had, period, you know, and in the first two games. So you look at that, you look at the fact that J.R. Smith hasn't scored a basket since the first game of the series in the first minute of that game. You look at the fact that Kyle Korver has struggled to really get going. Darren Williams has looked like maybe this moment is too big for him, and then maybe he's just a step slow. And in these matchups, Iman Shumpert not used to playing, you know, 30 minutes a game since, you know, maybe last year, is getting IVs after the game because of the pace that they're playing at last night. They were playing at a 119 pace factor, which means that if the game had stayed at the pace that they were playing at in the first half, they would have played 119 possessions when the average game has about 100. And so, you know, the Cavs cannot afford to do that when LeBron James is kind of their only horse here. Maybe Kevin Love if he's playing well. But when LeBron's the only guy you've got that's really going really well, and then the Warriors have that many players that they can count on, it's just a tough situation for them. You want to slow stuff down, but you can't score against the Warriors when you've got to take them 16, 17 seconds on the clock to find a Kyrie contested jumper when he's not going well. So there's just really no direction to turn for the Cavs, and that's kind of the math here, and it just tells you about how dominant these Warriors are, and I think that's also why you've got fans feeling the way they do about the level of competitiveness in today's NBA.
I think we're going to start framing this conversation as, how great are these Warriors historically? And, of course, we've seen a lot of stuff with the 72-10 Bulls and some of the 60s Celtics and those Lakers dynasties. And, of course, it's hard to put, you know, generations in terms of rules changes and free agency and all those other things and compare them. But this is LeBron has now faced three of the top 10 teams in ELO rating in NBA history.
Tell people what ELO rating is.
It's a rating system that you get efficiency. You get everything that it's an aggregate number for how well a team performs over the course of a season in that NBA that they're playing right. in that year.
Right. In context right. of where they are. Right.
Right. right. So three of the top
like
10
OPS
teams.
Plus.
Exactly. Yeah. And this team is far and away the greatest team that he's ever played against. So how do we then frame the argument? Because, of course, this is about LeBron as much as it is about anything else. How do we frame the LeBron, okay, this is why he lost to this team argument going forward? If need be.
If you read between the lines of what he said, and I feel like he said quite a bit without, you know, really expounding on what he's getting at. After game one, you know, the frame of reference we all have after last season is, well, you guys did this last year. You made the 3-1 comeback last year. You came back from 2-0 last year. And, you know, LeBron James after game one, someone said, what was the difference tonight versus what you saw last year? And LeBron said, KD. And he literally just left it at that. And then the reporter kind of looked at him to try to urge him to continue with the thought. He said, well, I mean, that's the difference. You take this team, a really good team last year, a team that we had our hands full with last year, 73-win team last year, you know, best regular season team of all time. And you add probably a top three player to that who can get his own shot, who doesn't break the rhythm of what this team is doing, and who seems more engaged than he's ever been defensively, where he can protect the rim, which he was doing yesterday and he did in parts of game one, you know, five blocks or whatever he had last night, and just tire the hell out of LeBron James, because LeBron has to take that defensive responsibility instead of guarding a Draymond or a Harrison Barnes, or ignoring a Harrison Barnes, which, you know, would provide more rest for LeBron. I heard you guys talking about that in the segment before. You've got to now take Kevin Durant at times. And so there's just really no rest here. And frankly, when you think about it, think back to game one, that play where LeBron James slipped in an inbound situation. He wasn't paying attention to a pass that they threw across the court to Kevin Durant. He slipped, and then Durant gets a dunk out of it. That's the sort of play I think about, is that there's just no opportunity for LeBron to rest. Last year, I actually felt like if you look back at that chase down block he had on Iguodala, think about what happened on the play before that. Kyrie Irving had a one-on-one situation where he's dribbling the ball for 20 seconds. LeBron gets to rest in those situations when he's just standing on the other wing. He's not able to do that now because Kyrie's not playing well enough offensively for LeBron to just let him handle things, one. And then, two, he's not able to just kind of hide on Harrison Barnes. Or, you know, they're trying to put him on Sean Livingston every now and then, but there just aren't enough opportunities for him to just rest where he's not doing much because they're just Kevin Durant is out there, and everybody out there is a threat. You can't rest on Klay Thompson because he's running around screens. I guess you can rest a little bit on Draymond, but he's played pretty well this season. You know, he hasn't shot the three particularly well, but he's still a big part of their offense. So there just aren't moments for rest. And within that, like I said, when they're playing at the pace they were yesterday, you really can't find them rest. And if anything, he's probably worn down.
So what does this mean now? Say you're Danny Ainge, or say you're Gar Foreman, or you're running the Milwaukee Bucks, or if you know this is there, what's the point? You know, what can you conceivably do to give your fans, your team, your building any reasonable expectation of a chance to beat this team?
You have to reconstruct the way you think about team construction, I guess. You have to. So the Cavs are a good team. They're obviously a team that kind of waltzed through the East. They can do that with offense. And I wrote this several times during the regular season. I wasn't necessarily that concerned at any given point. I mean, I did think there was a chance they would lose in the East. That obviously was misguided. But, you know, you can win the East without playing the defense. None of those teams were elite defensively except for maybe the Celtics, who I think might have ended up in the top 10 by the end of the year from a defensive standpoint, defensive efficiency. These other teams that we're talking about, though, Toronto, up until the end of the season, they struggled defensively. The Wizards were not a very consistent team defensively. And we saw those teams struggle to get stops towards the end of the playoffs. I actually think the Bucks are probably a good bet to kind of be a contender for a long time in the East. Yep. Because they've built their team defensively the same way that the Warriors have. The 76ers were kind of on that path, too, before they traded Nerlens Noel. You need guys that can basically what's frustrating the Cavs, the Warriors, for the most part, can just throw one person at LeBron James. They don't have to use a second person to help or to double. And so when they run a screen, if LeBron James forces a switch, somebody else can come over and guard him without them having to send two people there. You know, if he switches, let's say Durant is guarding him and he switches and that's Draymond, okay, Draymond's capable of guarding LeBron to some extent. So these guys don't have to come off the people that they're guarding in the corners. And LeBron James can't just drive and kick the ball to someone who's wide open. That's what he relied on in the first round. He did a little bit of that last night, obviously had a good stat line. But LeBron can't beat you by himself when that's the way the defense is constructed because everybody is the same size. And I guess that's what I look at when I watch the Bucks, the amount of length they have. You look at the fact that they drafted Thon Maker after they already have Giannis on that team. They have John Henson on that team. They've got Chris Middleton on this team.
Jabari.
And then these are guys that are Jabari Parker. Mm-hmm. You've got guys that are 6'8 and 6'9 up and down that roster who, with the exception of Jabari defensively, can all move their feet, are all pretty good defenders. And you look, you know, the NBA has finally started tracking some of these really nitpicky sort of stats like deflections. The Warriors are at the very top of that list, and that's the thing, is that you can't make even passes without them being contested or without them being disrupted, because it's just such a long team and a team that, you know, they kind of keep coming at you because every single person can make a play, whether it's on the ball, whether it's off the ball, they can deny a pass. And with the Warriors, what's so scary about them now is that they can block shots. They've led the league in blocks without having a true what you would think of as a rim protector, other than maybe like a JaVale McGee. Zaza's not anybody's idea of like a true rim protector, but Kevin Durant and Draymond Green have good enough defensive instincts and are so tall and so long, well, not tall in Draymond's case, but long, that they can block those shots and go over the top and make plays at the rim. And so that's the NBA we're looking at now, is that it's kind of positionless, and it's these guys that are 6'8", but have the length of guys that are 7'1", that just disrupt everything. And I think those are the teams. That's why I really like the Bucks for the future, especially if Giannis keeps growing, because they've just got so much versatility. And that's killing the Warriors here, because a guy like Tristan Thompson has no place. You've made him obsolete in the series.
Yeah, I mentioned it a couple of months ago now, where in a couple of years, I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be at the very top of the league, if not the best player in the league. And it's a lot of the reasons why you just mentioned. Chris Herring dropping some knowledge on us right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And also on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. All right, so there's some stuff floating around the internet and Twitter and social media about Game 4, Celtics-Cavaliers, when Kyrie Irving went down with a twisted ankle, and it seems like he is now compensating, apparently, for that ankle with the knee and all the other things. And we've known Kyrie to be not fragile, but he's had some catastrophic lower leg injuries. He's not bringing this up. The team's not bringing this up. But you go 8-for-23 against a guy who you had your way with last year in the finals. Is that the only reason or only like telltale sign that we may have that something's not right, because he is not playing the kind of basketball that I expected him to play against this Golden State Warriors bunch?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's reason to think that he might still really be struggling with something physically. But I will say this, and I said this on Twitter, and I've said this to, you know, my best friend, and I were texting about this yesterday, Marcus. I honestly think that this is also kind of pointing out very clearly and very plainly that the Warriors, the construction of that team is just so different than the Cavs. Because if Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving aren't really scoring efficiently, you aren't going to get a ton out of them. I know Kevin Love's a great rebounder, and so that does matter to some extent. But, you know, look at game one for the Warriors, where Klay Thompson, up until he got going last night, was 3-for-16 in game one. But I believe the Warriors shot 1-of-12 when Klay was a primary defender in a given play. Mm-hmm. The only shot they made against him in game one was that circus shot that Kyrie hit while he got fouled from three. And then you look at Draymond Green, a guy who I think he made the first basket of the game in game one with 1 minute left in the third quarter.
They were letting him shoot.
Yeah, he basically gave them nothing offensively, yep. But these guys were both huge on defense. And for Klay, he's been the best individual defender statistically in the playoffs. And so this is what these guys are giving you. They're giving you great defense. They're involved in the offense. They still force you to do a ton defensively because you can't leave Klay. I actually had someone ask me on a radio appearance the other day, if you're the Cavs, do you just start ignoring Klay because of the, you know, how bad he's been? I was like, no.
No. I put 37 up in a quarter, not him.
That's exactly what I said. And then last night, you obviously saw him kind of bust out. And so you can't ignore these guys. And it's not to say you can ignore Kyrie and Kevin Love, but if they're not doing what you're counting on them for, which is to score, you're not really expecting a whole lot out of them. And Kyrie, I just kind of think I love watching him play. Everybody does, because he's really fancy. He seems to make those circus layups go down more than anybody. But he just isn't. He's not a totally complete player. And if he can't make Steph Curry pay because of what he's doing offensively, he's not going to get in a step enough defensively, at least not when Steph is healthy. And I think, you know, what I wrote about last night is that Steph looks completely healthy right now. Some of the plays that we saw him struggle with, obviously that Kevin Love play and at the very end of game seven where he tried to shake him and couldn't do it for about 6 or 7 seconds. He's done that play now 2 or 3 times. He did it to LeBron. I do think it was a double dribble when you watch it closer. But he put Tristan Thompson in the blender. He's done it to Kevin Love. And he's done it with relative ease. And that's what we expected last year, but he couldn't do last year. So, you know, I think Steph would be the first one to tell you when you're not completely right.
Right.
And when you come back from an injury a little bit quickly, like maybe Kyrie has done in this case, it absolutely impacts your ability on the biggest stage. But at the same time, if Kyrie was healthy, I still think that, you know, the types of shots that he thrives on are really hard to come by against this team. He obviously made it work at the very end of the last series where he averaged 30 over the last three games, or the last finals where he averaged 30 over the last three games. But I don't think – I'm not sure even that would make a huge, huge, huge difference here, just because the Warriors just seem like they're on another level. They're still not playing perfectly, and they're still dominating the series.
Hey, Chris, before we let you go, just real quick here, we have a couple minutes left. When you see – what the Warriors have become, sort of grown beyond whatever it was into something else that's is difficult to define as any team that we've seen. The coach has not been around for much of it, to the point where Steve Kerr has tried to make himself available and remind him, like, hey, you know, I'm kind of still the coach. I'm still here. And they've got Mike Brown involved, and the esteemable Ron Adams is part of this. You bring in the general managers. You bring in the intelligence of the players themselves. It's the purest definition of a gestalt, of something in which it's difficult to define what each part is doing. And Kerr, in an interview with Tim Kawakami, referred to it as controlled chaos, just the way they operate everything, the way their practices go, the way their meetings go, the way their shoot-arounds go. Who deserves proper credit for it all being allowed to grow into something bigger than any one person involved?
It's probably everybody, and I mean that speaks to your point of how it's really hard to kind of figure out where you ascribe blame. I guess not blame in a situation like this.
Credit. How do we dole out credit?
I would give Kerr a ton of the credit, and I mean I think that's why a lot of people would suggest, maybe not this year. I don't think I'll win it this year, but why a lot of people think that, you know, Steve Kerr at some point will probably become the way that Greg Popovich was, where he's probably deserving of Coach of the Year almost every year, because you look at the situation, and I think I was on this bandwagon for a while where I felt like Mark Jackson was done wrong. And, you know, they were on an upward trajectory when he got fired. They'd won more games for three or four consecutive years when he got fired. I think three, because I think he only coached there 3 years.
He made them play defense, too.
They were defending, and mm-hmm. so they looked like a team that was going to, you know, maybe be a force to be reckoned with, but nobody saw it to this extent. But the major thing you look at from the year he was fired to when Steve Kerr came on, they went from dead last in the league in passes per game to fourth in the league in the course of that offseason. And a team that, you know, was looking to try to get Klay Thompson post-ups, because you look at it, and Klay is 6'7" and a strong guy. You've seen how strong he is defensively to be able to kind of stand Kevin Love up in post-up situations. But they were trying to slow stuff down by going to Klay in the post when, let's face it, he's a huge threat. And exactly what I was just saying a moment ago, you can't leave him alone if you run him off a screen on the perimeter. You have to bring somebody with him defensively, or else risk the fact of maybe the second best shooter in the world, you know, getting an open shot. And so he's basically, you know, watching them, and the real thing that I think is just totally unselfish about that team, I've written about a little bit, they run their offense in a way where you don't know who's going to score. Steph Curry set screens for Ian Clark off the ball. And, you know, Kevin Durant is screening for Steph. Steph is screening for Kevin Durant. Andre Iguodala sets random screens for David West. Zaza Pachulia sets the most illegal screens I've ever seen. And he gets called for a lot of them. You know, I mentioned that he got called for the third most offensive fouls per minute this season in the league. And the two guys that got called for more were Joel Embiid and DeMarcus Cousins. And, you know, those guys have the ball all the time. They're getting called for charges. So he's probably getting called for the most illegal screens in the league. But I get the impression that they run their offense almost like the way that the Seahawks kind of were on defense, where they know that they can't get called every single time they set an illegal screen, and so they use it to their benefit to just do it more than everybody else. And so Steve Kerr set all this stuff in place, and so I think that's where a lot of the credit deserves to be. But at the same time, you know, the ownership there put him in position to have that job and to do things he wanted the way he wanted them to do, to loosen things up. There was a lot of chaos within the organization, and people were paranoid about the way that Mark Jackson did some things, and Mark Jackson was paranoid about whether people recorded him. I think there were some people doing that. So, I mean, to free and loosen up the mood there in that organization was a big thing too. And they're kind of the anti-Spurs when you really think about that. The culture is strong there, but the Spurs are so buttoned up, and the Warriors seem like the total opposite of that. I think about that whenever I see Draymond take the podium. It's just a very different team. And, you know, I think it's kind of a new age way of doing things. But they definitely have a strong culture there. And Steve Kerr, as much as anybody, has put that in place.
Chris Herring from ESPN and 538. As always, man, we love having you on. You drop knowledge on us like none other. Can't wait to do it again soon, man.
I really appreciate that. You guys take care.
That is Chris Herring. Outstanding stuff. Brought to you by Four Winds Casino in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casino's your entertainment escape. We have It's On coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. We also are going to give away a $25 gift card from Aurelio's Pizza. That could be yours, too. Keep it here on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
If you could script the details of a Cubs sweep when they come back from that awful road trip, those first two games would be pretty damn close. And the weather was beautiful, and it's the Cardinals, and you sweep their ass out of town. That was gorgeous.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Let's dub this one Breath Gate. At the end of Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Nashville Predators star defenseman P.K. Subban got up close and personal with the Pittsburgh Penguins' Sidney Crosby following the Preds' 5-1 runaway victory at home. According to Subban, Crosby told him that he had bad breath. Crosby denies that he called PK Listerine challenged and that he's just looking for attention, which we already knew he was, since Subban put a spotlight on himself by guaranteeing a win in Game 3 after the Preds went down 0-2 in Pittsburgh. And let's be honest, he and his fellow defensemen deserve all the recognition that they're getting after shutting down Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Additionally, goalie Pekka Rinne had 27 saves, giving up only one goal. We can debate all we want whether or not Subban has chronic halitosis, but we can't dispute the breath of fresh air that this Predators defense has provided to this team. I'm Tiki Barber.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
We haven't played our best baseball, that's for sure. It definitely could be worse. And, you know, we're looking forward to tightening up our game all the way around. You know, pitching, defense, offense. Everybody's holding themselves accountable.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Message and data rates may apply.
Listen up, men. This is important. Before you take a free testosterone booster for your libido, drive, and performance, know this. Not all testosterone boosters are the same. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I want to clear it up. The ones that actually work have premium ingredients like Testofen, with compelling clinical studies that demonstrate real results. Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor includes Testofen. And now, you can get a complimentary bottle by texting LEAD to 202020. In addition to Testofen, look for ingredients like horny goatweed, plus ingredients that help you burn fat and build lean muscle in the gym to take your manliness and confidence to a whole new level. Test X180 Ignite has all of this and more to increase libido and drive, boost confidence, and improve physical performance. No wonder it's a bestseller at GNC. Get your complimentary bottle today by texting LEAD to 202020. That's LEAD to 202020.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
1 minute past 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Is high-scoring hockey your thing? The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets started, about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information.
Long season. You got to keep trying to get better, make adjustments as a group and as individuals, and just understand, there's going to be times you have to do that. It's not always going to be easy, for sure. So this series here is a great series for us to come out and do everything on the baseball field, from long ball, small ball, pitching, defense, everything, and just kind of check back in with each other.
Jason Hayward verbalizing the recipe for success in regards to the Cubs. That's how they went from stopping a six-game losing streak to winning their last three. The homestand continues tonight. Cubs hosting Miami. Eddie Butler and Dan Straley, the pitchers. Ben Zobrist in the leadoff spot. Wade Davis placed on paternity list. Dylan Floro has been called up from Iowa. White Sox in Tampa Bay tomorrow. The Sox will try to stop a five-game losing streak. College basketball, a stunner from Columbus, where Thad Matta is no longer the head coach at Ohio State. Matta is the winningest coach in Buckeyes history, but Ohio State missed the NCAA tournament over the past 2 years. A national search for his replacement is underway. Hockey, Pittsburgh at Nashville for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Penguins lead the series 2-1. Football, it's the final week of OTAs for the Bears. Tomorrow's session is open to the media. The 49ers have agreed to terms with outside linebacker Elvis Dumervil. This summer, visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetraRail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Ooh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, this is the portion of the show where we let you know what the hell we're watching this evening. I'm going to take in some Eddie G buckets as Eddie Butler goes to the mound for the Chicago Cubs against the Marlins. And I'll get periods 4, 5, and 6 of my Stanley Cup viewing in tonight because I've only watched 3 periods.
I got lucky when I tuned in the last game. The explosion in was it game 2?
They score 7 goals.
Where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wait, what? Yeah, what? Yeah. And like, oh, I guess I turned this on at the right time. But I've been enjoying it, and the primary reason is I would watch Mike Emmerich call a Checkers game. He sounds so urgent and exciting that it makes everything great.
It feels like it's a rehearsed greatness, and you know it's not rehearsed. You know,
right.
You can't rehearse what he's getting ready to do. You know,
I'm
sure there's some lines.
No.
There's some lines that he was like, all right, I'll drop this in here.
I'm working on an impersonation. It's in the early stages, but remember.
You're workshopping it?
Yes. Years ago, I used to do a long form.
He's insane. He's doing Mike Emmerich.
No, years ago, I used to
and
do.
His impersonation.
And impersonation. I did a long form impersonation, which is often just completely freestyled. It was called Don Drysdale Losing His Mind.
Oh, God.
But it doesn't work anymore because not enough people remember Don Drysdale as the White Sox television announcer. So people like, all right, it just doesn't make any sense. So I'm working on something similar with Mike Doc Emmerich losing his mind.
Is it going to be better than Vin Scully does NWA?
We'll see. But it's just it's very early stages. It's why is Daddy talking to himself in that voice? Well, he's working on a bit. This is how it sounds.
Jesus.
But so it's going to be weird for me. As we got hockey, we got Cubs baseball, mm-hmm. and I'll be recording some stuff and probably trying to watch something on the phone because wife is out of town and kids got a travel baseball game that I need to get him to. So what happens is if there's a tavern nearby where the baseball game is, I can often step in and kind of say,
excuse me, fine sir.
Well, because
would you pour me a mug of your famous ale and also put on the baseball game?
No,
for
because
me.
If you know the Game Changer app, you can follow your kid's game on Game Changer, which has got full play-by-play graphics. You know the count, you know the vector of every pitch and hit and all that. So if you want to watch your kid hit or if your kid's going to pitch, you can go back there. So instead, you can actually watch more interesting sports, and you allow Game Changer to tell you when to go
your
watch your kid.
Your kid in Little League or your kid in AAA?
This is amazing.
What all it's the best app ever. It keeps all the stats.
Best app ever.
I'd have more respect for you if you just took your cardboard cutout and brought it to a game.
Like you're working. This is too easy. Like they made this too easy for you.
No, it writes a game story. It algorithmically takes all of the inputs of every pitch and writes an AP style game story and automatically emails it to all the parents.
Don't know that this has made it to Jackie Robinson West yet.
I'm sure they have Game Changer.
I'll check in with Bill Haley over there.
So what you're saying is you follow the game on your phone, and then like when Jason's hitting,
you go back over,
leave
there.
The bar.
Yeah.
Or,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jesus. I thought you were just like watching it on your phone as you're in a bar.
Right. Like, ah, oh, damn it.
Well, it depends on the score.
I mean, shotguns another beer.
Needs the right home.
I mean, if it's 13-0, I'm probably not going to bother. It's like I did with a hockey guy.
Yeah, right. So you don't. You skip out in your child's bad sports too.
I don't want to watch that crap. Seriously,
this is amazing.
No, father of the freaking year.
This is amazing.
No, like
he's dead
especially
ass too,
in hockey. Especially in hockey.
Like, so if it's 6-0,
dude, Sunday
well,
it's like
goalie,
you know, 1-1
you
in the first period,
and he looks up into the stands.
We're having
lock eyes, and you're like, you feel better about.
Dad
didn't want to watch me either.
We're having a rough spring.
Come on, Jason. You've seen the videos of Dan's AAU team.
Right,
halftime rants.
Right. Bobby getting beat by 50. You scared because you don't want to get dunked though. Dan Ball.
No, it's just, it's no fun. It's no fun to watch your kids' team get mollywopped.
But that's That's, I mean, that's...
How do you think it feels for him to get mollywopped?
And everybody else is in the stands looking at their parents like, no. He tells me to shut up.
Like, when he's pitching, good one, you're right on it, looking good,
like,
kid.
Shut up, dad.
He's yelling his glove.
He looks over and he goes,
I hate
shut
my
up.
Father, I wish he shut up. His show is not as good as he thinks it is.
Jason Lackey on the mound.
I said, like, I can't even encourage you. He's like, don't say anything.
I didn't come here for no fruit roll-ups.
Came here for a Capri Sun.
I didn't come here for the post-game McDouble.
I didn't come here for orange slices.
I'm not here for no chocolate milk.
All right, so what are you guys doing?
Well, Cubs back on tonight. Stanley Cup, I'll have that on at some point. Also, the Dodgers start their series against Washington tonight. That's on nationally on ESPN. So
Fat Tolo is
the two best teams at least playing so far in the National League.
Fat Tolo is pitching tonight, too. I forgot. Braves Phillies. If you want to see Bartolo Colon, because every start feels like it could be his last, Bartolo Colon's going tonight too. If you've got the MLB package, what about you, Chris?
Cubbies.
Yeah. Then Mondays are for Better Call Saul. After that, so
well,
we got no Yoan Moncada special app going.
Oh well, I'm saving myself because Carlos Rodon makes his rehab start tomorrow for the Winston-Salem Dash.
So that's what you're on. All right. So that's what's on.
Dane Dunning night tonight, in case you're wondering, Jesus. Jason.
No, I wasn't, but I appreciate
it. The former Florida Gator.
Oh, my God. All right. So when we come back, I want you to tell the people about a man that passed away that was very important to this station in case they missed it in transition.
Okay, yeah, because we started out early. Yeah. We should probably do that again, and we'll give away the Aurelio's Pizza stuff for you on the Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Hey, Chicago.
Have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who is a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. Tina was relocating for work and needed to get her home sold fast and for top dollar. Hearing us talk about Amy's incredible marketing system, she gave the Amy Kite team a call, and the result? Amy quickly had multiple offers on the property. She sold it in only 5 days for $15,000 over the asking price. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The experienced and effective realtor, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or say it with me, folks, buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, as you should. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. True or false? It's easier refinancing with your current lender than it is refinancing with David and his team at Pearl Mortgage? False. Your current lender's rates and closing costs are lower than David's rates and closing costs? False again. David constantly receives calls from frustrated, disgruntled listeners who wished they'd called him before refinancing with their current lender because either their loan blows up or their current lender doesn't return any of their calls or emails. So David also wants you to realize that your existing lender has limited flexibility in the interest rate that they quote their borrowers, whereas David has over 80 lenders who will compete for your business. So let's review. It's not easier refinancing with your current lender. And you should always, always, always call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com when securing any type of mortgage. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358 and MLS 19186.
Technology transformation for...
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to residential Xfinity internet service.
Nathan Schomburg at Lash Visit.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We are dealing with the Score's crusty baseball geezer, Jimmy. I'm just kidding. Jimmy, you still with us, my friend?
Well, you had a tough time getting that out.
I know. From Jimmy Pearsall, too, making fun of you.
Oh, my God. I want to say it right now, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
You're one of the finest guys that God ever put on the earth.
Can't disagree with that.
No, Jimmy will be missed. He died at age 87 after a battle with Parkinson's disease, and he was one of a kind. There was a guy. There have been all kinds of people who have analyzed baseball in all different ways, but I started listening to Jimmy when I was a youth. I enjoyed him on Channel 44 occasionally giving baseball tips. He showed me as a kid how to cut the bases, how to make that little bell turn as you're heading around and maximize your base running. He was always a very good base runner. He also taught me, I played a lot of outfield, and he taught me to run on the balls of my feet, because if you run on your heels or flat-footed, it's going to make the ball appear to dance. Mm-hmm. And the only way to quiet that ball down is by running on the balls of your feet, using your calves as the natural shock absorbers that they are. And that was always very helpful.
Ian Happ from that.
He probably could. I used to call Jimmy's show when he was on WIND, and I mentioned before that I met him when I was a kid, and I had the lucky opportunity to go in the White Sox radio booth on old WMAQ. But most of all, working with him as in his role as Score analyst of baseball, he mattered. He was important to this station because of his embrace of his role as a fearless truth teller. It got him in trouble. He didn't care. It's not like he was chastened by it, and all of a sudden he's like, well, I mean, there's going to be consequences to this. No, it's who he was. It was in his nature to tell the truth about baseball, an often uncomfortable truth, and it mattered for the score. It mattered at a time that a radio station that probably started off by biting off a lot more than it could chew, and it kept biting off more and kept trying to make more of itself, it found its collective voice with Pearsall as a part of what was going on, because his role as a fearless truth teller and not sounding like others, not working to polish his sound to sound accepted or mainstream, just being who he was, being very comfortable in who he was and what he thought, it mattered in helping to guide this station to where it is now, and that is becoming mainstream and established and around for a quarter century, but also still not losing sight of that responsibility to tell the truth fearlessly.
Well said. And I appreciated Jimmy's presence on a consumer level because of listening to him, and also on a level of, you know, working with him. You call Jimmy Pearsall, he had two or three things that he wanted to get off his chest immediately. You told your hosts about it, and then you went from there. And it was uncut. It was unvarnished. It was the truth. It was his truth, his personal investment. You could hear it in his voice when it came to the sensibilities of baseball, how the game should be played and how it was played when he did it. You can appreciate it. Even if you disagreed with him, you can appreciate it. And, there's a sign that I have hanging up ever since, you know, my time in Atlanta. And it's never sacrifice authenticity for approval. And I think Jimmy Pearsall lived his life that way, and you could appreciate it.
This segment has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your grad likes wings or sports, just get them a B-Dubs gift card already. Purchase $30 or more, get $5 back for yourself. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Well, my short-lived excitement over fixing my headphones.
Yeah,
is,
you got I think, two
bad,
segments.
Bad, bad, bad.
You got two segments, though.
I think this is a wrap.
This is the longest you've had to go without cutting a check for somebody fixing something for you.
I think this is a wrap.
What are you going to do? I mean, fine. Go get yourself some new headphones, Slugger. You good?
I like
those Sony monitors, they're, you know, they're out there for you. You can grab some. Like they're not dead stock. You're an idiot. What do you mean you like those? You're gonna get the exact same brand, the exact same model, and they're gonna sound the exact same. You have to break in headphones. You're good. You're straight.
I have to rub them down with shaving cream.
You have to run them over with the car back and forth for a couple of times. What was it? It was the rubber bands with a ball in the glove.
Under a mattress.
Some oil.
No, it used to be oil. It used to be Neatsfoot oil. But now the
and modern, drive over it with a car, right?
Modern thinking is oil soaks in and makes it heavy. So the best thing you can do is shaving cream for breaking in a glove conditioning, because you get some of the moisturizers in there and then it evaporates and there's no oil staying in the leather making it heavier.
Okay. I can't wait for that moment. My dad and I didn't have baseball moments. He did not encourage baseball playing. So I can't wait for that moment where Jason's like, hey, man, I want to try this out. I'm like, well, we got to go get you somebody who's done this before, because your dad didn't have that opportunity, because Pops was like, soccer and basketball and football.
One of my favorite things in the world is shopping for baseball equipment, how to size a bat properly, how to make sure everything's just look when it's. And then
do they have bat fitting places for kids?
No, you generally know it's what if it'll be his approximately his age, depending if he's a regular size.
Okay.
Eight, he'll use a 28-ounce, and then your league will have a certain drop between the length and the weight. So they'll tell you if it's drop 13, drop 12, and you'll look at it accordingly. And then as he gets older, when he needs BB core, you have to get him a BB core.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
How much money are we talking? I don't want to spend more than $800 on his entire baseball career.
Well, first of all, you're going to join Play It Again Sports as a member.
Okay.
And because that's for every sport, you'll be able to sell stuff back. You get discounts on everything, and that'll change your life. And especially if there's hockey.
Shut it down. I might be going against some of my delivery food rules here, but I'm listening.
If there's hockey involved, Play It Again is a must.
Okay. So I don't know if hockey will be involved for the kid, but who knows?
Sharpening and everything, knows? You're going to live there.
But, and by the way, this is for the 708 texter. No idea who that is. Go ahead and Google Jimmy Pearsall. You'll be entertained. Trust us.
Who the hell is he?
That's a very important dude to this station. Old Jimmy P. I saw that news Sunday. It's like, you know, you're not going to Twitter tears, but it's like, oh, man, that was That was one of the guys. That was a dude for this station for a very, very long time.
Caller number six of the contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a $25 gift card from Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. Thanks to Len Casper and Richard Deitch. He was great. Chris Herring, it was even better. I mean, yeah, really, really good. Very, very solid day. Our producer, well, let's mention first the video director, Brian Gertsch.
You know, let me just read some of these guys. Uribe, shortstop. Canerco, first base. Uh-huh. Sednik, center field. Harris, we don't fill in. Hermanson, and Everett, I can tell you, he was in Montreal. Uh-huh. Garcia, Seattle. Kotz, Oakland. Martin, Pittsburgh. Perez, Mets. Jenkins, Angels. Vecino, Milwaukee. I could go on and on.
Wrong guy left.
Right. Why couldn't the other guy?
Wrong guy left. My guy.
That's better news.
On the other side of the glass, our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Be the hard, high, slow, low.
Yomer, yes! Yes! Mercy!
Yomer's never heard those words before. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Looks a lot like Carlos Sanchez, that Yomer.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. And our audio overlord, our sound architect, and a man that will burrow his way into your heart before he stabs you in the damn back with a soundbite, Chris Tannehill.
And Jimmy Johnson will tie Cale Yarborough on Stock Car Racing's all-time win list. Johnson wins his 11th at Dover.
To be here to tie him at 83 wins, this is an amazing day.
83.
Far and wide, boy. Far and wide. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Who's coming up next?
Zach.
It's Zach. Yeah, Zach machine. Zach will be up next. And then Marlins and Cubs baseball.
Stop being funny.
Never, ever, ever. It is the crying Jordan meme of soundbites. So Zach Attack is up next. For Dan Bernstein and Nick, Chris Tannehill, Gertsch, I'm Jason Goff. We'll talk to you tomorrow around 1:20 or so right here on 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted, featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, GRAIN.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Merlin 200,000-mile shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine.
That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000-mile shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Drive into Merlin for their buy one, get one free oil change. For a limited time, purchase a 3,000-mile drive oil change and get a free basic oil change coupon that you can use later or gift to a friend, coworker, or family member. That's right, a free oil change when you buy one. Visit Merlins.com/BOGO for complete details or drive into Merlin and ask for the buy one, get one drive oil change.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.